The Rockford Art Museum fits comfortably within Riverfront Museum Park, a busy campus of arts organizations along the Rock River. The museum's three galleries and 1,700-piece collection would undoubtedly impress its founders, who had to rent rooms throughout the city for their exhibitions. In 1913, the Rockford Art Association put on its first show. Sarah Bursley McNamara is Community Relations Director for the museum now and spent much of this year researching its history. She says that first showing of American artists was to attract members to the fledgling arts organization.
The whole point was that they wanted a permanent collection for Rockford, that they wanted to be able to have a gallery space of their own for the betterment of their community.
That first exhibition had another goal, according to museum curator Carrie Johnson Breitbach.
It was really cool because it was a big community effort for the first show that we wanted to start a permanent collection, so they had actually the people that were coming to the show from our community vote on which piece they wanted to be the first piece for our permanent collection.
The winner? Beechwoods by John Elwood Bundy of Indiana, the first piece in the Rockford Art Museum's collection. Over the next 100 years, more than 1,700 other paintings, sculptures, and drawings joined Beechwoods.
This dirt road is actually Route 2.
George Robertson's View Near Byron, Rock River, Illinois, will look awfully familiar to anyone who's ever driven along the winding river highway south of Rockford. The Scottish immigrant influenced a lot of fellow Rockford artists in his day.
I think that it shows real commitment to his adopted hometown.
From 19th century landscapes to American outsider art to some pretty cutting-edge stuff from local artists today.
Every single one screams Rockford to me, with Jim Jolene pieces, Betsy Youngquist pieces, Roland Paska, Andy Langusis, Robert McCauley, Philip Dedrick, Maggie Tiedemann. Yep, Rockford is everywhere.
Breitbach whittled the collection down to 200 for this exhibition, choosing artwork that best represented the entire inventory and reflected the museum's 100-year-old mission. That's to educate, exhibit, and maintain an impressive collection for the community. Breitbach says it was easier than it sounds because she and McNamara had started working on their book about the museum before she had to start thinking about what to hang on the walls.
Sarah and I were really holed up in my office from January till about May. With the door closed, it was, you know, we went through St. Patrick's Day, so we were eating corned beef sandwiches from Beefaroo every day and looking at each other and finishing each other's sentences and kind of going crazy.
Breitbach says it was a dream come true for a couple of art history nerds.
It was just really fun for Sarah and I to go through these letters and see these artists that are, I mean, they're well known everywhere.
They went through stacks of charming correspondence between artist Walter Ufer and the museum's executive director at the time. They got to know Rudolf Ingerle's beautiful handwriting, and they were able to follow the long-running drama laid out in letters between one patron and New York gallery director about whether the piece she received was the same one she had purchased. Some of the museum's historic documents have made it into the exhibit as well.
1915, 1913, so this is our first exhibition. Here's another one. They have the original membership list. So, and here's one from 1896, 1889, so when it was the Sketch Club. This was an invitation that they did in 1896 that was hand-drawn. And that's what we use now for our show card for this exhibition.
They also learned that some of the Rockford Art Museum's traditions go way back, including being open 7 days a week, donation day on Tuesdays, and free admission on the Saturday after an exhibit opens. McNamara says even though the museum gets some corporate, federal, state, and Rockford Park District support, it's absolutely dependent on private giving.
It's always been this group of men and women who were absolutely determined that by having a permanent collection and having a permanent space, that it really would make life better in Rockford. for everyone.
The exhibit, Through the Ages, 100 Years of Rockford Art Museum, ends its unprecedented five-month run January 26th. McNamara and Breitbach, Rockford Art Museum's centennial book, is available through the museum and its website. I'm Susan Stevens, WNIJ News.